Good morning. It's 7:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb with a look at the day's weather after these news headlines. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is scheduled to visit Fort Rucker in southeast Alabama today. The Dothan Eagle reports Hagel is expected to talk to soldiers at the Army base about the installation's role in the nation's defense. Hagel spoke yesterday at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay in Georgia, where he said more attention must be paid to the nuclear forces as keys to national security. Hagel's visit to the Georgia base marked the start of a two-day trip that includes Fort Rucker and Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. The trip is designed to underscore some of Hagel's budget priorities, including some that have gotten slammed by Congress as members continue to debate the spending plan. Alabama's Secretary of State wants to remind voters that there is an election next week, just in case they may have forgotten. Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez has more.
Alabama's party primary runoff election is next Tuesday. Secretary of State Jim Bennett says they're only expecting about 5% of the voters to show up to polls on Election Day, which means every vote counts that much more. Bennett also says the last day for voters to request an absentee ballot for this election is tomorrow. There are a couple of statewide races of interest, including a runoff in the Republican primaries for state auditor and Secretary of State. Also yet to be decided is who will be the Republican representative in the 6th Congressional District. The common thread in those three races is that candidates are vying for an open seat. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
Mobile County Public Schools are preparing to launch their new online curriculum. The Envision school year begins August 7th and runs until July 31st, 2015. Martha Peak is the superintendent of Mobile County Schools. She says this offers a new level of convenience for families.
Sometimes the traditional school program, the 7.5 hours a day, does not fit some families' lifestyles. We also have students who are ill. We have students who travel with their families to different parts of the world during the year. So we wanted to make sure that we were offering this opportunity for those students.
Peak says the enrollment period will carry on until next week or until they reach their 250-student cap. The online school will cost $200,000 and will be paid for with local funds. The curriculum being offered is for students in grades 6 through 12. Alabama State University officials have outlined initial steps they plan to take to recover from a credit downgrade. They're also looking for more information on specific things the school needs to do to respond to a warning from an academic accreditation agency. The executive committee of the Board of Trustees met yesterday afternoon. Chairman Elton Dean says he's assembled a group tasked with having weekly conference calls to discuss what the school needs to do to recover from the downgrade. It's the third credit downgrade by Moody's Investors Service within a roughly 9-month period. Now for a look at the day's weather, we go to WVUA's Richard Scott.
Good Thursday morning to you. Look for a good chance for scattered showers and storms today as temperatures top out in the upper 80s to mid-80s. Partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies expected. Overnight tonight, lows near 70, upper 60s for the Tennessee Valley. As for Friday and Saturday, a couple of hot days, lots of sun, only a small chance for a long afternoon storm. Many of us will be rain-free through at least Sunday. Now highs will top out in the low to mid-90s over the weekend. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.